राम राम राम। श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 10 वर्स 19। लिंक। इन रिस्पॉन्स टू अर्जुनस रिक्वेस्ट लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेल्स हिम हिज डिवाइन ग्लोरीज। श्री भगवान उवाच। हन्तते कथयिष्यामि देव्यायात्मविभूतय प्राधान्यतः कुरु श्रेष्ठ नास्त्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे। द ब्लेस्ड लॉर्ड सेड, नाउ आई शैल टेल यू ऑफ माय डिवाइन ग्लोरीज इन ब्रीफ, ओ बेस्ट ऑफ गुरुज, for there is no end to the details of my manifestation. Comment. Hantate kathayishyami devya yatma vibhutayah. Arjuna, request Lord Krishna to tell him more of divine glories and powers. So Lord Krishna starts talking of his divine glories here. He will speak of his power in the 41st verse. By the term Divya, divine, the Lord says that whatever singularity is seen in the universe is of the Lord. Therefore, a striver should behold the Lord everywhere, in all the things and persons, etc. Pradhanyatah kurushreshtah nastyanto vistarasyame. Arjuna requests Lord Krishna to tell him his divine glories in detail. Lord Krishna tells him that he will explain his divine glories in brief because there is no end to the details. But in the 11th chapter, when Arjuna hesitatingly says to Lord Krishna, "If you consider me capable of beholding your cosmic form, O Lord of Yoga, show me your eternal self." Lord Krishna asks him to behold his hundreds and thousands of divine forms. How surprising! Footnote. By the ear, we come to know of the things visible as well as invisible, heaven, hell, etc. In the process of theology, hearing occupies the first position. In devotion also, hearing occupies the first position. We come to know of pure consciousness by hearing, and then by assumption of knowledge. Then by assumption or knowledge, we attain salvation or God realization. When a man sleeps, his sense being contracted merge in the mind. The mind merges in intellect, and the intellect merges in ignorance. Thus, in his sleep, his senses are not active. But if a man at that time is called by his name, he wakes up because of a lot of power in the words. Thus, the words have an access not only to the ear, but to the self. Eyes can see the form or color, but their power is limited and is less than that of the ear. The senses can perceive their own objects only. They can't perceive the cosmic soul or pure consciousness. The pure consciousness can be known by one's own self. So Arjun said, "You alone know yourself by yourself." Gita chapter 10 verse 15. In the second chapter, the Lord declared, when a man thoroughly abandons all desires, he is satisfied in the self, through the self. Gita chapter 2 verse 55. It means that the self can't be perceived by the senses. So the self can't be perceived by the eyes. But the ear, by perceiving it, transmits it to the self. It is surprising, because a person can hear more than he can see. The power of vision is limited and less than that of hearing. Then why does the Lord say so? The reason is that by listening to the Gospel of Gita, Arjun comes to know of the Lord's power more and more. In this chapter, when the Lord declares that there is no end to the details of his manifestation, Arjun comes to know of his endlessness. He thinks that his knowledge about the Lord is very meager. So he becomes cautious and requests the Lord hesitatingly to show him his cosmic form. The Lord, by his grace, bestows upon him divine eyes and directs him to behold his hundreds and thousands of divine forms. Secondly, when a listener asks a speaker something, having pride of his own, he cannot get a satisfactory answer. But when he puts a question politely, modestly, and innocently, he gets a satisfactory answer. In this chapter, Arjun wants to know of his glories in order to know his limit. So the Lord declares that there is no end or limit to his glories. So he will be brief. But in the 11th chapter, he prays to him politely and hesitatingly to show him his universal form. The Lord confers on him divine eyes and enables him to behold his cosmic form. So a striver, by renouncing his pride, should totally depend on God in order to gain infinite bliss. Appendix. God is infinite, therefore his divine glories are also infinite. Therefore, the details of the Lord's divine glories can neither be narrated nor be heard. If they can be narrated and heard, how will they remain endless? Therefore, the Lord declares that he will tell his divine glories in brief. The Lord addresses Arjun as Guru Shrestha. By this he means that he is noble because he has got a desire to know him. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.